question for you. Who will you perform for?
It's 7:03 in the KSL 24-Hour Newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story. Today, supporters of same-sex marriage protested a policy update from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, mandating LDS church discipline for same-sex couples who marry and, in part, restricts children of same-sex couples from baby blessings or baptism until they are 18 years old. The church saying the updates are consistent with the long-standing doctrine. Leaders of the LDS congregation throughout the world received that latest update. A direct head-on crash left two toddlers in serious and critical condition after unified police say the car they were riding in drifted into oncoming traffic. Detective Jared Richardson says there's no evidence drugs or alcohol was a factor, but a major accident team is investigating.
There's a lot of people out there that are very patriotic. They want to help our veterans. They want to acknowledge our veterans. They want to know it's Veterans Day. But it's just our daily lives, and it's not a holiday that's very recognized.
The toddler's 31-year-old mother and a 72-year-old man who was in the truck are both hospitalized and in serious condition. A hurricane man accused of inappropriately touching his preteen relatives has been found dead. Springdale Police Chief Garen Breck says he tells the St. George Spectrum that police located the body of 54-year-old Paul Brady Whitlatch in a remote area of Virgin. Investigators are trying to determine if Whitlatch took his own life. A Provo couple is looking for answers tonight after finding injuries on their pet bulls they believe were intentional. Andre and Heidi Pepinos found a BB shot lodged in one of their dog's heads.
It's not only an attack on our dogs, but on us.
The Pepinos, like many dog owners, said their two pit bulls are more than pets. They are their kids. They're seeking answers to who did this and why. Coming up on KSL News Radio, and a little weather on the way. We'll talk about that coming up. KSL News Time, 7:05.
Drive to work with Utah's Morning News.
Then get coverage on Doug Wright, the browsers, and on the drive home.
Seriously, everything we do is news on KSL News Radio.
It feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE. To talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
We have one goal for Triple Team Traffic, to keep you moving and on time. Three times more coverage on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. There's quite a bit of traffic out there, lots of headlights and taillights on our UDOT cameras, so be advised of that. I don't see any accidents right now, a little slowing around 147 South where that construction is taking place and lanes are divided. Cloudy overnight down to 46, chance of afternoon rain, maybe even some snow by tomorrow night and into Tuesday. 46 at 7:06. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hi, I'm Deanie Wimmer, and this is Read Today. Each Sunday night, as your family is winding down your time together, KSL offers several stories that will delight, instruct, and yes, entertain your kids. So sit down with your preschoolers and elementary school children and listen together. We hope it encourages you to read today with KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Yeah. Welcome to another Sunday night edition of Read Today. Short stories for the whole family. And we have a notable author in the studio today, national best-selling author Brandon Mull. And he's the author of the Fable Haven series. Why don't you tell us a little about the series?
Fable Haven is the story of Kendra and Seth, who discover that their grandfather is the caretaker of a secret wildlife park for magical creatures. It's a 5-book series. Kids usually will start it around 9 or 10. And it's the kind of thing that a whole family could read, though, and the parents usually aren't bored. It gets listened to as audiobooks on family trips, and kind of like the Percy Jackson Harry Potter audience. My newest one is actually a new series called Beyonders. Beyonders is kind of like, probably more like 11 years old is about where you'd start reading it. You know, you're getting comfortable with a thick book when you read Beyonders. It'll be a 3-book series. That one's called A World Without Heroes, and that one's like a Narnia type book where we cross over into another world.
Oh, that's excellent. Excellent. Yeah. You've had a lot of success in the last few years.
Yeah. Beyonders was my first #1 New York Times bestseller, which is an exciting milestone.
We're so pleased you were able to come to the studio and read a story for us. I'll let you go ahead and introduce that story.
The first story is called The Shipwreck, and it is by author unknown, one of my favorite authors. And it goes like this. The only survivor of a shipwreck was washed up on a small, uninhabited island. He prayed feverishly for God to rescue him, and every day he scanned the horizon for help, but none seemed forthcoming. Exhausted, he eventually managed to build a little hut out of driftwood to protect him from the elements and to store his few possessions. But then one day, after scavenging for food, he arrived home to find his little hut in flames, the smoke rolling up to the sky. The worst had happened. Everything was lost. He was stunned with grief and anger. "God, how could you do this to me?" he cried. Early the next day, however, he was awakened by the sound of a ship approaching the island. It had come to rescue him. "How did you know I was here?" the weary man asked his rescuers. "We saw your smoke signal," they replied. It's easy to get discouraged when things are going badly, but we shouldn't lose heart because God is at work in our lives, even in the midst of pain and suffering. Remember, next time your little hut is burning to the ground, it just may be a smoke signal. The end.
This is Brooke Walker from KSL TV and Studio 5, and this story is called A Hole in the Fence. There once was a little boy who had a bad temper. His father gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he must hammer a nail into the back of the fence. The first day, the boy had driven 37 nails into that fence. Over the next few weeks, as he learned to control his anger, the number of nails hammered daily gradually dwindled down. He discovered it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. Finally, the day came when the boy didn't lose his temper at all. He told his father about it, and the father suggested that the boy now pull out one nail for each day that he was able to hold his temper. The day passed, and the young boy was finally able to tell his father that all the nails were gone. The father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. He said, "You have done well, my son, but look at the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same. When you say things in anger, they leave a scar just like this one. You can put a knife in a man and draw it out. It won't matter how many times you say I'm sorry, the wound is still there. A verbal wound is as bad as a physical one." Friends and loved ones are a very rare jewel indeed. They make you smile and encourage you to succeed. They lend an ear. They share a word of praise. And they always want to open their hearts to us. Water your relationships with kindness, and they will grow. So be careful, little lips, what you say, and you won't chase friendships away. The end.
The Lesson of the Homeless Man, author unknown. It was a cold winter's day that Sunday. Parking lot to the church was filling up quickly. I noticed as I got out of my car, fellow church members were whispering among themselves as they walked into the church. As I got closer, I saw a man leaned up against the wall outside the church. He was almost laying down as if he was asleep. He had on a long trench coat that was almost in shreds, and a hat topped his head, pulled down so you could not see his face. He wore shoes that looked 30 years old. Too small for his feet. With holes all over them, his toes stuck out. I assumed this man was homeless and asleep, so I walked on by through the doors of the church.
We all fellowshiped for a few minutes, and someone brought up the man laying outside. People snickered, gossiped, but no one bothered to ask him to come in, including me. A few moments later, church began. We all waited for the preacher to take his place and give us the word when the doors to the church opened. In came the homeless man, walking down the aisle with his head down. People gasped and whispered and made faces. He made his way down the aisle and up into the pulpit, where he took off his hat and coat. My heart sank. There stood our preacher. He was the homeless man. No one said a word. The preacher took his Bible and laid it on his stand. Folks, I don't think I have to tell you what I'm preaching about today. If you judge people, you have no time to love them. The end.
Hi, I'm Governor Gary Herbert. Reading to our children is the best way to spend quality time with our families. Reading together as a family helps kids discover the magic of imagination inside the pages. I'm going to read a tall tale called The Talking Mule. The farmer owned a mule, which he used for work all week. But being a church-going man, he let the mule rest on Sunday. One Sunday, the farmer had to go to a funeral. So he sent his son to saddle the mule. "Since when do I have to work on Sunday?" asked the mule. The boy dropped the saddle and ran to the house. "Pa, the mule talked," he shouted. "Can't you even saddle the mule?" asked the farmer. "But, Pa, the mule don't want to work on Sunday," the boy protested. The farmer sent the boy to his room for talking crazy and went out to saddle the mule. "Move over," he said to the mule. "Where's my supper?" asked the mule. The farmer dropped a saddle in the same spot as the boy and ran out of the barn, followed by the dog. "I ain't never heard a mule talk before," he gasped. "Me neither," said the dog. The man bolted for the house and slammed the door. "The mule talked," he told his wife. "What?" said his wife. "And when I explained I ain't never heard a mule talk before, the dog said, 'Me neither.'" "That's crazy," said his wife. "What's so crazy about that?" asked the cat. "Haven't you ever heard of a talking mule?" The end.
Stay tuned. More great stories coming up on Read Today on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Back to school means
live from New York, it's Saturday Night!
He's no stranger to controversy or the limelight. Now, leading GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump is hosting SNL with Hispanic protests.
"I love the Mexican people."
And Ben Carson.
"I think the presidency of the United States is a very serious thing."
With a major voting block in play, can Trump continue to dominate?
"Everybody loves me."
Get complete coverage with Your Voice, Your Vote 2016. Monday morning and all day long on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
For Ravel, genius came in many forms. And the Utah Symphony invites you to explore the spectrum, including his most famous composition, Bolero. Be mesmerized by the insistent melody and steady percussive rhythm as the music builds to a massive crescendo. Then, experience his more playful side as the Utah Symphony collaborates with Utah Opera to perform Ravel's The Child and the Enchantments. Discover what happens when Ravel's profound music weaves throughout the fantastical story of a willful boy whose room magically comes to life. Enjoy Ravel live with conductor Thierry Fisher and animation by Paul DiPiero, November 13th and 14th at Abravanel Hall. For tickets starting at $18, visit utahsymphony.org.
What edge does your business need to give it a boost?
"I need a logo that really captures, you know, who we are. And I need it like yesterday."
Try Fiverr for an amazing graphic designer to get it done for a fraction of what it'd normally cost.
"I want to take our presentations to the next level. Add some graphics, illustrations, throw in some music."
Try Fiverr for the expert you need that'll take your presentations from simple to stunning.
"I've got this little corner bakery. I'd love our website to showcase what we do."
Try Fiverr for an amazing web designer that'll make your creations pop online. Millions of businesses rely on Fiverr's global talent for digital services in just one click. In fact, I'm a real Fiverr seller who voices projects just like this one. Get what you need, when you need it, and stay on budget with Fiverr. And today, new users can try Fiverr and save 10%. Just go to tryfiverr.com. That's try, F-I-V-E-R-R.com. Tryfiverr.com.
Every woman wants a unique engagement ring that reflects her own sense of style. That's why more couples buy from Shane Company than any other store in the state. When you come to our store, you'll notice that our engagement rings are not already mounted with the center diamond. That gives you the freedom to pick the perfect ring style and then customize it with a diamond in the size, shape, and grade that fits your budget. Most jewelers only have rings that are already mounted with diamonds, so you can't make it your own. Other jewelers make you wait many weeks for a finished ring that may look different than what you imagined. Come to Shane Company or go to ShaneCo.com and have fun creating the exact engagement ring you want.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, at the corner of State Street and 7200 South. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday till 5, close Sundays. Online at ShaneCo.com.
Here's just a small list of things you could do while listening to your favorite radio stations with the Next Radio app. Wake up, go to the gym, drink your morning coffee, go to work, have a satisfactory lunch, count down the minutes until you leave work, go home, eat dinner, brush your teeth, and finally go to bed. The Next Radio app is FM radio like you've never heard it before. You can take your favorite radio stations with you everywhere because Next Radio puts a smart, portable radio in the palm of your hand. Watch FM radio come to life before your eyes with Next Radio's high-quality display. And you can say goodbye to fiddling with tuners and dials because now you can see what stations near you are playing with the Next Radio Live Guide. Plus, Next Radio uses a fraction of the data and battery life that other streaming apps use. Go to the Google Play Store and download the free Next Radio app today.
Welcome back to Read Today on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Calling all readers. Help us make an even bigger impact this year. The book drive is back. Donate five for the book drive. What that means is donate five or more books to participating Papa Murphy's. Receive one free Mini Murph Make and Bake Pizza Kit. More information, visit our Facebook page or email contact at readtoday.com. Let's get into our next adventure. It's a tall tale.
Hi, Scott Seeger from Utah's Afternoon News. You're listening to Read Today, stories the whole family can enjoy every Sunday night at 7 p.m. on KSL News Radio. Right now, I'd like to read A Rogue River Tall Tale, as told by Captain Tim Brucken. Now, the gravel bar on the left is called Dunkelberger Gravel Bar. Now, the reason I mention it to you is because it's one of the finest places on the whole Rogue River to fish from the bank. Now, if you have a boat, you can catch fish most anywhere, but if you're consigned to the bank, and I know a lot of people who prefer it, then this is where you want to go. Now, you can catch a salmon here, but what it's really noted for is its wonderful winter steelhead fishing. And steelhead fishing is really fun. In fact, it's one of the few things to do here in the winter when the weather gets really snotty and there's not much else to do. I'm sorry, snotty. That's not meant to be offensive. It's simply a local contraction meaning it's not a nice day to be outside, so stay inside. But you get really tired of being inside. Might as well live in Michigan. Anyway, a lot of the locals here have gotten so into their steelhead fishing that what they've done, they've gone ahead and welded the rod holders right to the front bumpers of their big four-wheel drive pickups. No, they have. You'll see them. They drive down to the edge of Dunkelberger, flip their gear out into the water, set their rods in the rod holder, climb back into the pickup, roll up the windows, turn on the heater, and there they sit all day long. chewing, snoozing, smoking horrible old cigars, drinking cheap whiskey, telling crude jokes, making up lies, chugging beer, having burping contests, talking about moving to Idaho, and trying to remember to roll down the window before they spit, having a big time catching fish. Now, I know every once in a while, when the fishing's really good, some of them might drag their husbands up here with them just so they can catch the extra fish. That's what I think. Now, I know my daughter, Jessica, she was fishing up here last winter. She hooked a big old steelhead. She never got out of the truck. She just put it in reverse, mashed on the gas, and yanked the fish 30 feet up the bank. Our women are tough. The end.
Hi, I'm Maria Chaleos, co-host of Utah's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio. You are listening to Read Today, short stories for children and their families. I'd like to read to you a story called The Lion and the Beetle, retold by S.E. Schlosser. Lion was very proud and very vain. He loved to stomp around the savannah, roaring and growling whenever he saw his animal subjects, giraffe, or hyena, or elephant, or gazelle, or ape, to show what a mighty lion he was.
"I am a very mighty king," he roared, and his subjects all bowed low before him.
One day, Lion looked into the mirror-like waters of the lake. He was struck by his own greatness. "What a beautiful and noble creature I am," he thought.
"I am a very mighty king," he roared.
Lion preened and posed and pranced in front of the glassy lake for hours, admiring his greatness. Finally, Lion said,
"I will show my devoted subjects that their leader is every inch a king."
Lion put on his fancy robes, his jeweled crown, and all his gold and silver medals. His clothes were very heavy, but they made him look mighty and grand.
"I am a mighty I am a very mighty king," he roared in delight. "I am a very mighty king."
Lion sent out a message to all his animal subjects, to giraffe and hyena and elephant and gazelle and ape. He sent messages to all the animals living on the savannah or in the jungle, inviting them to a meeting on the parade grounds in front of his palace where they could admire him in his finery. And so the animals came to see the lion, the giraffe and the hyena and the elephant and the gazelle and the ape. And many more animals came as well, from the stately zebra in his black and white coat to the teeny tiny beetle, who was so little that he had to walk on the side of the road so the bigger animals would not step on him by accident. "I am small, I am little, people look down and can't see me," sang the beetle as he scurried through the tall grass beside the road. "I am small, I am little, but inside I am tall as a tree." When the animals were assembled on the parade ground, there came a mighty trumpet blast from the elephant, and Lion came forth in all his grandeur.
"I am a very mighty king," he roared. "I am a very mighty king."
Lion strutted and preened and pranced before his animal subjects. The animals were awed by his splendor and bowed before him. Lion stomped through the rows of elephants and giraffes and hyenas and gazelles, roaring and growling to show how mighty he was.
"I am a very mighty king," he roared. "I am a very mighty king."
The lion saw the teeny tiny beetle standing alone by the side of the road. The beetle was singing to himself as he watched the lion. "I am small, I am little, people look down and can't see me," sang the beetle as the lion strutted before his subjects. "I am small, I am little, but inside I am tall as a tree." Lion said to the beetle,
"You beetle, bow before me."
Beetle said, "Your Royal Majesty, I know that I am small, but if you look at me closely, you will see that I am making a bow." Lion replied,
"Beetle, you are hard to see down there. I'm not sure that you're bowing to me."
Beetle said, "Look at me closely. I assure you that I am bowing." Lion leaned over, peering down at the teeny tiny beetle. His splendid robes, his jeweled crown, and his many medals made him so top-heavy that Lion wobbled and swayed as he loomed over the teeny tiny beetle. Then Lion lost his balance and fell onto his head. His royal crown went flying off, and Lion rolled over and over and over down the steep hill and plopped into a ditch filled with muddy water.
All the animals laughed and laughed when they saw the muddy lion sprawled in the ditch. Frightened, the teeny tiny beetle scurried away, and the bedraggled lion scurried away too. He was not so very mighty after all. The moral of this story, it is the high and mighty who have the longest distance to fall. The end.
Welcome back to school by Ken Nesbitt. Dear students, the summer has ended. The school year at last has begun. But this year is totally different. I promise we'll only have fun. We won't study any mathematics, and recess will last all day long. Instead of the Pledge of Allegiance, we'll belt out rock and roll song. We'll only play games in the classroom. You're welcome to bring in your toys. It's okay to run in the hallways. It's great if you make lots of noise. For homework, you'll play your PlayStation. You'll have to watch lots of TV. For field trips, we'll go to the movies and get lots of candy for free. The lunchroom will only serve chocolate and triple fudge sundae supreme. Yes, that's what I heard from my teacher before I woke up from my dream. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more great stories. Read today from KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM. 1160 AM.
Visit KSLNewsRadio.com to win great prizes, like tickets to the Salt Lake Family Christmas Gift Show, November 13th through the 15th at the Southtown Expo Center. Or nominate a deserving teacher to win the KSL Teacher Feature Award, presented by Zions Bank. And find out how you can help the kids at the Christmas Box House by participating in Utah Gives Back on November 12th, presented by Select Health. It's all there, so bookmark us online today at KSLNewsRadio.com.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel, where Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home? That's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi, or shop online, or give out your social security number at your doctor's office or the bank. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs to take what's yours. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, we have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all those breadcrumbs get messy. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do every day and feel better protected. Isn't it time to help protect yourself from someone eating your financial lunch? Plans start at $9.99 a month. Right now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE.
It's 7:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Good evening, I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story this hour, a head-on crash left two toddlers in serious and critical condition after Unified Police say the car they were riding in drifted into oncoming traffic. Detective Jared Richardson saying this afternoon there's no evidence drugs or alcohol was a factor, but a major accident team is investigating.
We have not had a chance to talk with all parties involved to see if there was other inside distractions, if there was exterior distractions or mechanical problems.
The toddler's 31-year-old mother and a 72-year-old man who was in the truck are both hospitalized in serious condition. A Pro Bowl couple is looking for answers tonight after finding injuries on their pit bulls they believe were intentional. The Pepinos found a BB shot lodged in one of their dog's heads. The couple originally thought the wounds came from their two-year-old pit bulls playing rough in their fence backyard, but Andre and Heidi now know that their dogs, Tank and Bane, were shot with a BB gun.
It's hard to know that when we're not home, they're being attacked, and there's not much we can do about it when we're not here.
The Pepinos have information posted on their Facebook page. Please call Provo Police if you have any information. Salt Lake City Fire Department responding to a two-alarm duplex fire at 230 West, 300 North this afternoon. Heavy smoke coming from a first-floor window. Firefighters located the flames in a crawl space in the basement. The fire spread up through the floor, and on the first level, the duplex was being renovated. No one was inside. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. In an interview aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt, Defense Secretary Ash Carter told ABC's Bob Woodruff that the U.S. strategy against the Islamic State relies on the training of local troops in Syria, noting lessons learned from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
In order to have victory stick, in order for victory to be lasting, you have to have local forces involved who can keep the peace after you've helped them win the peace.
The White House recently authorized deployment of a small contingent of special operations forces to Syria. Coming up on KSL News Radio, a little change in the weather after today's sunshine. We'll have your KSL forecast next. KSL News Time, 7:32.
I'm Brian Martin with Utah's Morning News.
This person has been quarantined and is undergoing treatment right now.
On alert for breaking news, and it's important you hear it 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
If you are one of the millions of adults who suffer from moderate to severe plaque-type psoriasis, please listen closely to the following message. The University of Utah Department of Dermatology is looking for adults to participate in a research study. In order to qualify, you must have moderate to severe plaque-type psoriasis, which look like raised red patches covered with a silvery white buildup of dead skin cells or scale. These patches or plaque most often appear on the scalp, knees, elbows, and lower back. They are standing by. Call 801-213-2726. Remember, this study is for adults who currently have moderate to severe chronic plaque-type psoriasis. There is no cost to you, and study participants may receive compensation for some study visits. Health insurance is not needed. That's 801-213-2726. 801-213-2726.
KSL has added more eyes to your commute to break in with problems faster.
A truck on its side, three left lanes blocked.
Triple team traffic on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather again are brought to you by your Utah Toyota dealers. Quite a bit of traffic on the highways tonight, but no accidents except on the southwest edge of Utah Lake on Redwood Road. If you happen to be in that more isolated area, be advised there may be some emergency personnel and vehicles in that area. Some clouds moving in overnight, 46, chance of afternoon rain tomorrow. 46 now, 7:35. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Hi, I'm Carol Makita, and you're listening to Read Today on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. The Eyes of Love. A grandmother and a little girl whose face was sprinkled with bright red freckles spent the day at the zoo. The children were waiting in line to get their cheeks painted by a local artist who was decorating them with tiger paws.
"You've got so many freckles, there's no place to paint," a boy in the line cried.
Embarrassed, the little girl dropped her head. Her grandmother knelt down next to her. "I love your freckles," she said. "Not me," the girl replied. "Well, when I was a little girl, I always wanted freckles," she said, tracing her finger across the child's cheek. "Freckles are beautiful." The girl looked up. "Really?" "Of course," said the grandmother. "Why, just name me one thing that's prettier than freckles." The little girl peered into the old woman's smiling face. "Wrinkles," she answered softly. The end.
My name is Clint Johnson.
I'm a writer and a teacher of writing. I published my first novel a little under 2 years ago. It's called The Green Dragon Codex. It's written under the pseudonym Artie Henham, and it's the story of a little boy who finds a dragon egg that hatches with an evil little dragon inside. This is titled A Mother's Love. A little boy approached his mother in the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper and handed her a note. After his mom dried her hands on an apron, she read it, and this is what it said. For cutting the grass, $5. For cleaning up my room this week, $1. For going to the store with you, 50 cents. For babysitting my kid brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the garbage, $1. For getting a good report card, $5. For cleaning up and raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, his mother looked at him standing there expectantly. She then picked up the pen, turned over the paper, and this is what she wrote. For the 9 months I carried you while you were growing inside me, no charge. For all the nights that I sat up with you, doctored and prayed for you, no charge. For all the trying times and all the tears that you've caused through the years, no charge. For all the nights that were filled with dread and for the worries I knew were ahead, no charge. For the toys, food, clothes, and even wiping your nose, no charge. Son, when you add it up, the cost of my love is no charge. When the boy finished reading what his mother had written, he looked at her and, teary-eyed, said, Mom, I sure do love you. And then he took the pen and in great big letters he wrote, Paid in full. The end.
Hello, I'm Brooke Walker from KSL TV and Studio 5. Here's a story about the value of a smile. Short moral stories about service, giving to others, and a tale or two that teach our youth and children. A smile costs nothing, but gives much. It enriches those who receive without making poorer those who give. It takes a moment, but the memory of it sometimes lasts forever. None is so rich or mighty that he can get along without it, and none is so poor but that he can be made rich by it. A smile creates happiness in the home, fosters goodwill in business, and is the countersign of friendship. It brings rest to the weary, cheer to the discouraged, sunshine to the sad, and it is nature's best antidote for trouble. Yet it cannot be bought, begged, borrowed, or stolen. For it is something that is of no value to anyone until it is given away. Some people are too tired to give you a smile. Give them one of yours, as none needs a smile so much as he who has no more to give. The end.
The old apple tree stood in the orchard with the other trees, and all summer long, it had stretched out its branches wide to catch the rain and the sun to make its apples grow round and ripe. Now it was fall, and on the old apple tree were three great apples, as yellow as gold and larger than any other apples in the whole orchard. The apple tree stretched and reached as far as it could until the branch on which the three gold apples grew and hung over the orchard wall. There were the three great apples waiting for someone to pick them, and as the wind blew through the leaves of the apple tree, it seemed to sing. Here in the orchard are apples three. Who uses one well shall a treasure see. One morning, Gerald came down the lane that passed by the orchard wall. He looked longingly at the three gold apples, wishing that he might have one. Just then, the wind sang its song again in the leaves of the apple tree, and plump, down to the ground, right at Gerald's feet, fell one of the three gold apples. He picked it up and turned it round and round in his hands. How sweet it smelled, and how mellow and juicy it was. Gerald could think of nothing so good to do with such a beautiful ripe apple as to eat it. He put it to his mouth and took a great bite of it, then another bite, and another. Soon, there was nothing left of the apple but the core, which Gerald threw away. He smacked his lips and went on his way, but the wind in the apple trees sang sorrowfully after him. Here in the orchard are apples too, but gone is the treasure that fell for you. And after a while, Hilda came down the lane that passed by the orchard wall. She looked up at the two beautiful gold apples that hung on the branch of the old apple tree, and she listened to the wind as it sang in the branches to her. Here in the orchard are apples, too, a treasure they hold for a child like you. Then the wind blew harder, and plump, an apple fell in the lane right in front of Hilda. She picked it up joyfully. She had never seen so large and so golden an apple. She held it carefully in her clasped hands and thought what a pity it would be to eat it, because then it would be gone. I will keep this gold apple always, Hilda said, and she wrapped it up in the clean handkerchief that was in her pocket. Then Hilda went home, and there she laid away in a drawer the gold apple that the old apple tree had given her, closing the drawer tightly. The apple lay inside in the dark and all wrapped up for many days until it spoiled. And when Hilda next went down the lane and passed the orchard, the wind in the apple tree sang to her, "Only one apple where once there were two. Gone is the treasure I gave to you." Last of all, Rudolph went down the lane one fine fall morning when the sun was shining warm and the wind was out. There, hanging over the orchard wall, he saw just one great gold apple that seemed to him the most beautiful apple that he had ever seen. As he stood looking up at it, the wind in the apple tree sang to him, and it said, "Round and gold on the apple tree, a wonderful treasure hanging, see?" Then the wind blew harder, and down fell the last gold apple of the three into Rudolph's waiting hands. He held it a long time and looked at it as Gerald and Hilda had, thinking how good it would be to eat and how pretty it would be to look at if he were to save it. Then he decided not to do either of these things. He took his jackknife out of his pocket and cut the gold apple in half, straight across, exactly in the middle between the blossom and the stem. Oh, the surprise that waited for Rudolph inside the apple! There was a star, and in each point of the star lay a small black seed. Rudolph carefully took out all the seeds and climbed over the orchard wall, holding them in his hand. The earth in the orchard was still soft, for the frost had not yet come. Rudolph made holes in the earth, and in each hole he dropped an apple seed. Then he covered up the seeds and climbed back over the wall to eat his apple, and then go on his way. But as Rudolph walked down the lane, the orchard wind followed him, singing to him from every tree and bush. A planted seed is a treasure won. The work of the apple is now well done.
Stay tuned. More great stories coming up on Read Today on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are The Browsers.
Researchers have been trying to decrypt this crypto locker.
How cool is that?
They say wire money to this account,
yeah.
PayPal.
Basically, they've come up with the password to unlock the lock.
The lock.
And they put out a website. We'll put this up on our website. If you're experiencing the crypto lock, they can just go to this website and unlock their devices.
The best of everything online and in life with The Browsers. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to another episode of Take Action. Today's guest, pro skateboarder K-Fed.
K-Fed, I understand you're from the hood.
Well, I'm from Draper.
Oh yeah, that's tough. Listen, K-Fed, my man, I understand you prefer the street over the pipe.
True, and I understand you two clear a mean pipe.
Oh, we're using skateboarding and plumbing metaphors.
I like to do a trick called the 540 backside.
Sometimes when we're working on a job, a little plumber's crack peeks out on our backside.
I like to grind on my trucks.
We like to ride in our plumbing trucks.
Yeah, they're pretty comfortable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You two are crazy. That's why I love you.
At Action, we're proud to say that we're the most liked plumber in Utah with over 100,000 customers, like pro skateboarder Kevin Fetterson. We also have the highest tech equipment, fastest response time, and best trained plumbing techs. Right now, get $33 off any plumbing or drain cleaning job. Join Kevin Fetterson and the other Utahns who have taken action. Call Action Plumbing Heating and Air at 833-3333. That's 833-3333.
Welcome back to The Catch Show. Up next, we have Nico.
Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Greatest Generation.
We all didn't think too much about what was happening.
The veterans of World War II.
You just did what you had to do and let it go at that.
Selfless heroes.
I don't know why I chose the Navy. I don't swim.
This year, you help send 500 of these heroes to Washington, D.C. with Honor Flight to see the World War II Memorial.
It's real touching.
To reconnect with other veterans, to remember, to be at peace. This Veterans Day, we thank them and all soldiers on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Do you ever wonder if the type of job you have will be the same for your kids? Probably not. Tomorrow's jobs will require the curious thinking and skills that come from STEM education. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, but it means so much more. It's about being curious, about losing yourself in exploration, about asking good questions. Now, before you say, "But I wasn't good in math," like I have said to my kids, don't do it. You'll be the perfect parent to help your kids with their STEM homework. All they need is your time and attention to help them believe they can do great things. That's how we'll prepare our kids for jobs with Utah's best companies like IM Flash, Merit Medical, Orbital ATK, who all need STEM-educated kids, because the only thing required is curiosity. Be curious is all you need to say. You can help your kids be whatever they can dream. STEM Utah. Curiosity unleashed. Go to stem.utah.gov and discover all the ways you can help unleash curiosity.
Welcome back to Read Today on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Our next story about the Old West. It's about Davy Crockett. And here to read for us from Utah's Afternoon News, co-host Scott Seeger.
Davy Crockett done married the prettiest, the sassiest, the toughest gal in the West, don't you know? Her name was Sally Ann Thunder Ann Whirlwind, and she was all that and then some. She was tougher than a grumpy she-bear and faster than a wildcat with his tail on fire and sweeter than honey, so that even hornets would let her use their nest for a Sunday go-to meeting hat. Well, naturally, Davy Crockett was proud of his wife and liked to boast about her skills. Yes, sir, she can wrestle an alligator until it gets down on its knees and begs for mercy, he told everyone. Well, Mike Fink, that tough old Mississippi roarer, snag lifter, and flatboat sculler, took a dislike to Davy's boasting about his wife, maybe on account of his wife wasn't half so tough. And he tried seven ways to Sunday to scare her good and proper. Of course, Sally Ann Thunder Ann Whirlwind Crockett didn't pay any attention to his antics, and Davy Crockett about laughed until he busted to see Mike Fink trying to pull a fast one on her. Finally, Mike Fink bet Davy Crockett a dozen wildcats that he could scare Ms. Crockett until her teeth came loose and her toenails went out of joint. Well, Davy Crockett figured this was an easy win, so he took the bet. Well, Mike Fink took the skin of a mighty big alligator and wrapped it around himself. Then he crept into the bushes and waited until Sally Ann Thunder Ann Whirlwind Crockett came strolling by for her evening walk. Mike Fink leapt out of the brush and started growling and howling and roaring so loud he about scared himself out of his wits. But not Ms. Crockett, no sir. He put her hands on her hips and smirked at that raging critter like it was a misbehaving child. Well, that made Mike Fink pretty mad. He was determined to scare the wits out of Sally Ann Thunder and Whirlwind Crockett if it was the last thing he did. He stretched out the claws on that gator skin and started walking towards Ms. Crockett, reaching to pull her into its deadly embrace. Now it was Sally Ann Thunder Ann Whirlwind Crockett's turn to get mad. "Don't you be fresh," she told that crazy critter. She gave him a glare so full of lightning that it lit up the sky from here to California. But Mike Fink kept it coming because he was determined to win that bet. Sally Ann Thunder Ann Whirlwind Crockett took out a small toothpick that she carried with her to keep her smile all clean and pretty after she ate. She just lit out with that toothpick and knocked the head right off the alligator skin. Well, it whirled up and away about 50 feet into the air, and it took all the hair on Mike Fink's head right along with it. So now Mike Fink was left standing in front of Mrs. Crockett with a half-bald head and the remains of an alligator skin clutched around him. Well, Sally Ann Thunder Ann Whirlwind Crockett was not amused when she realized the famous Mississippi Roar was trying to scare the dickens out of her. She put away her toothpick, since she figured it gave her an unfair advantage, and proceeded to knock the stuffing out of Mike Fink until he fainted away in that alligator skin. Well, dusting off her hands, she glared down at his still form and said, "Good riddance," and marched off to tell her husband the story. Well, Davy Crockett laughed so hard he nearly split a gusset. When folks asked Mike Fink how he got so busted up the next day, he told them he'd been chewed up and swallowed whole by an alligator. But he didn't fool Davy Crockett none with his story, so he had to give him a dozen wildcats to pay off his bet. Mike Fink never messed with Ms. Crockett again. A Tennessee Tall Tale.
Here's local storyteller John Florence.
Well, now, Pecos Bill was born in the usual way to a real nice cowpoke and his wife, who were journeying west with their 18 children. Bill's ma knew right from the start that he was something else. He started talking for his a month old, did his teething on Pa's bowie knife, and rode his first horse just as soon as he learned to sit up on his own. When he started to crawl, Pecos Bill would slither out of the wagon while his mama was cooking supper and wrestle with the bear cubs and other wild animals that roamed the prairies. Yep, the whole family was expecting great things from little Bill, until they lost him in the drink. Seems they took the wagons over to Pecos River, and Pecos Bill was taking a nap, and he got bounced out of the back and swept downstream before anybody missed him. If he hadn't taught himself to swim right quick, he'd have been a goner. Right about the time Pecos Bill was drying out and trying to get a fix on where he was, a mama coyote came along and decided to adopt the poor waif and raise him with the rest of her pups. So Pecos Bill spent the first 15 years of his life running around with the coyote pack, howling at the moon, chasing prey across the prairies, and having the time of his life. Pecos Bill Plum forgot about his real family until the day he turned 16 and his older brother came along. He was punching a herd of longhorn cattle and had brought them down to drink from the Pecos River. The old cowpoke took one look at Pecos Bill and he knew he'd found his long-lost brother, on account of he looked just like their ma, who died of a broken heart after they lost little Bill in the river. "See here, ain't you Pecos Bill, my little brother?" demanded the cowpoke of Pecos Bill when he was jumping over a giant log to run about in the field and howl at the full moon. "Don't think so," said Pecos Bill. "I'm a coyote. Listen to me howl." Pecos Bill let out a horrendous shout and scampered about the field on his all fours. He scared the herd so bad that the longhorns almost stampeded.
Right in the middle of the tents and scenery, shoveled and stacked on a postcard rack. There's a cute little girl with a Shetland pony. She smiles at me, but I can't smile back. Cactus Jack drinks coffee black and tells me it's my lucky day. 5 o'clock in the Texas morning, and I've come a long, long way. 5 o'clock in the Texas morning, I've come a long, long way.
He stopped that, Bill's brother shouted after he got the cattle calmed down. "And tell me this, how come you ain't got a long bushy tail if you're a coyote?" That was a tricky question. Pecos Bill thought about it for a long time. "I got fleas," volunteered. And a howl at the moon. Everybody in Texas has fleas and howls at the moon. That ain't no excuse, said his big brother. Anyhow, you can walk upright like a normal person, and you can talk, too. That ain't what a coyote does. I guess you're right, said Pecos Bill. Of course I'm right. I'm your big brother, and I don't know, snapped the cowpoke. It's about time you stopped fooling around on the prairie and became a cowboy like the rest of us. Well, that made good sense to Pecos Bill, so he bid farewell to the coyote pack and went out west with his brother to learn to be a cowboy. As he learned the ropes some, Pecos Bill began to realize that the cowboys needed some new tricks to help them cope with them stubborn longhorns. The cowboys kept getting the cows mixed up, which made the owners mad. So Pecos Bill invented the branding iron so they could mark on each cow and tell everybody who owned it. Then he noticed that the other cowboys were having trouble making their wilder cows behave. Now, whenever Pecos Bill saw a cow misbehaving, he'd jump on its back and ride it until it had bucked and kicked itself into behaving better. But the other cowboys weren't so skilled as Bill, so he invented the lasso to help them tame the wild cow. Pecos Bill's brother was right proud of him. Not bad for a kid raised by coyotes, he told his baby brother. In another couple of years, you'll be the toughest cowboy in the world. And he was right. The end. So far.
You've been listening to Read Today on KSL News Radio. Don't forget, read every day and log your minutes on KSL.com. Until next week, this is Read Today on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
The saying goes, the best things in life are free. And that's true for apps, too. Our iHeartRadio app is F-R-E-E, free. Our free iHeartRadio app makes your phone the radio with free access to the best live radio stations from across the country. Like this one, iHeartRadio loves music. With over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, use our free iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com. All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 4 number one albums. 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 7 Grammy Awards. 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism. 1 in 68. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Get more help on the way to work.
We have triple the resources. 3 sets of eyes on the road. We'll break in as often as it takes, keeping you out of those